G'day guys, Dill here. This should not come as a surprise to anyone given he's one of the biggest and best sports broadcasts in Australia, but Brian Taylor's podcast, Life of Brian, is absolutely flying at the moment. Recently he's had on James Brayshaw, Tony Jones, his nephew and Sydney midfielder James Rowbottom, and even horse teeth Tommy Sheridan. Life of Brian is not just about the guests, it also provides a great insight behind the scenes of the football media and BT's life away from the mic. He's a very, very quirky man. Who would have thought picking up sticks is so important? The show is hosted by his son Harrison, and it's fair to say the apple doesn't fall far from the tree because Harrison gives Brian a run for his money. Life of Brian is a clubby sports podcast and it should be in your rotation. IllyXX.
The footy was created on the lands of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. We pay our respects to all First Nations people and acknowledge their profound contribution to the game we bloody love.
This is a Grouse House podcast.
Welcome to the Footy with Mates. We think this is probably going to come out on Saturdays, but we're not sure yet. This week, an icon of Australian music, someone who breathes Melbourne, not the football club. In fact, they breathe the mighty Saints, the superstars of 63.
Six.
Shit. Bounce that pill. Joining Tom and I, Tom is off camera fiddling, just talk though.
I'm here.
You are actually on camera.
I am on camera.
Oh. And I think that's a good shot
for me. There's my missing camera.
You're lifting the veil, that's for sure.
My missing camera's back. Should I make it me?
That's yes. Great. This is bad entertainment.
This is good stuff.
please welcome a star of the stage and radio and Spotify. Yeah. Because for an actor, you'd say stage and screen.
Yeah, right.
So what do I say for you?
I don't know. Stage and
Spotify.
Yeah.
That's what the kids, and TikTok.
Yeah, maybe, with any luck.
Please welcome Alex Leahy.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here. You are a diehard Saints fan, I believe.
I am.
You are wearing a Saints shirt.
I am.
Why?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm here, right?
Yeah.
I wanted to make sure that I was repping.
Yes.
Why am I a diehard Saints supporter?
Yeah.
Actually, it's kind of funny. Neither of my parents were born in Australia, so I wasn't like born into some sort of obligation to be tied to a particular football team.
Where were your parents? Where do they originate from?
My mum was born in Egypt, and my dad was born in London. And
so, is it the plot of The Mummy? Is that the
basically
because it's set in Egypt and Brendan Fraser's your dad?
Yeah, I guess something like that.
That's sick. Did they meet? Where did they meet?
They met in Melbourne.
Okay.
Yeah. But neither of them had picked up a football team like by the time I was born. And when I went to primary school, my prep teacher went for the Saints. And I grew up in the area. So
do you remember their name?
Kathy Ward. So where are you, Kathy?
Kathy's a massive fan of this podcast, actually.
Oh my God.
So your prep teacher won you over by going for the Saints, told you to go for the Saints?
Or? Kind of. I guess I was like conscripted.
Shit. Yeah. And then, so you've been.
Man, and they're worried about drag queens reading in libraries. Prep teachers getting kids to go for the Saints and for, decades of misery.
I've thought about that a little bit, actually, because there's the more people who move to Melbourne and exist here, there's this idea that you need to have a football club if you live in Melbourne. You can't not have a team.
Yes.
Because even if you don't, like the other members of Arnie Donna, both Zach and Mark have teams but could not give less of a fuck.
Mm-mm.
And it's still, like, there's people who come to Australia and follow football as in soccer or another sport entirely and never get a football team. But I was curious if that still happens. And, like, there's Guernsey days at school where you wear your AFL jumper. Like, it's still deeply ingrained that you have to have a football team.
For sure. I think a part of it, perhaps, and I was thinking about this the other day, is that, like, Melbourne is probably the city in the world with the most sports teams in it.
Mm. Shit, yeah.
Like, you know, like, how many Melbourne teams or Victorian teams are there in the AFL? Well,
there's 10, right?
Yeah. Like, where else in the world is that?
No, we fucking love sport. That was the Australian Open guy was saying the other day, it's the sporting country, which, you know, people say this shit all the time. And then it's also the sporting capital. But that's just something you can say. But we do. We have 3 A-League teams.
Mm.
We have 10 AFL teams. We have 2 NBL teams. We have
potentially two or three WNBL teams.
And there's like a couple of rugby, a couple of union teams. Mm. We have a
league team, and then we have the Rebels.
Mm.
We got a lot of sport.
Yeah.
Got a lot of stuff.
F1. Tennis.
Do you find in music as well, in comedy it's definitely the case, but if you sell 1,000 tickets in Melbourne, you sell 500 in Sydney and you sell 500 in Brisbane. Like Melbourne as a culture turn up to things more than any other city. Have you found that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, I guess like there is a certain bias for me because I am. Like whenever I do anything in Melbourne, it's a hometown show. Yep. But yeah, like for sure. Melbourne, like, definitely just, like, shows up more in general, which is awesome.
So did you grow up in Melbourne?
I grew up entirely? In Melbourne, yep.
Did you go to the footy or were you at home watching? How did you spend your teenage years?
I went to as a kid, I went to the footy heaps, like, every single week would go to the footy. My dad would, like, I ended up, by proxy, my father started going to the Saints and, like, we became a Saints household. And
Who was your favourite player growing up?
My favourite player growing up was Nick Del Santo.
Yeah?
Yeah.
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 How old are you?
I'm 31.
Yeah, so that's like peak prime time. You're about 16, yeah. Nick it was Del like, Santo yeah, was the guy.
Rewald, Nick Del Santo, like Lenny Hayes, like all those cats mm-hmm. were the guys.
Ross Lyons, season one.
Yeah, exactly. And Nick Del Santo was my guy. I had 26 in my jersey. But it's kind of funny because I feel like when I became a teenager, like as a girl,
yep.
I felt like I kind of aged out of football in a way. Like suddenly I was like, I don't really connect to this like anymore. And it really wasn't until the AFLW started getting momentum that myself and, like, to be honest, my, like, broader social circle, like, re-engaged with footy. And that's why I love the AFLW so much because, like, it's a win. Everyone wins.
Yes.
You know? It's just, like, it's made made football, like, way more in fashion than it has been in ages. And it's just re-engaged everyone into the game.
I think the vibe at a W game is about as cool a vibe it's you can get is at dope. Anything.
Yeah.
The I didn't go to the grand final because Melbourne did what we do and we bundled out straight sets. But the food trucks and the general vibe is outstanding. Have you been going to, is it Moorabbin?
Yeah, RSEA. Yeah, I've been heading down there when I can. I've like popped in a couple of training sessions as well. But yeah, if I had a friend from out of town visiting and there was a W game and an AFL game on the same weekend, I'd probably take him to the W game.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, but it's a way more like unique experience for sure.
Have you ever played any gigs for footy, like W or the men's?
Yeah, we did a W gig. I think it was the first game of season 2 or 3 or something.
Like 2018 or 19.
Yeah, and we played at Icon Park. Yeah.
The home of W at the moment.
Yes, yeah, and it was great. Yeah. But the Saints weren't in, like, the league at the time. Yeah. And so now I have this Carlton jersey that says Leahy on the back that I have no use for, but I feel like, I can't throw it away.
That's nice.
I feel bad about throwing it away.
How do you feel about the Saints W team? They're still rising. They're still quite young.
They're still rising. I think that they found their feet in the middle of the season. Mm. And I think that I was really excited about the Jesse Wardlaw trade. And it kind of the vision for that sort of really started to be carried out in that in the second half of the season. So that was pretty dope.
You spoke to it a little bit. You felt like you aged out of football. It is such a good point that for a whole generation coming through now of young women, there's just this idea that they don't age out anymore, we're going to see it more and more. It's just really exciting.
It's super exciting. I'm so excited about what it means for everyone. It's great.
What do you reckon footy's role? This is a fucking loaded question and I don't have the answer. Let's find it together. But what do you think is, like, as a creative, I feel like you're connected a little bit more to what Australia is and, like, where do you think sport fits in it? Because I'm sure you think about where music sits in it and where does footy sit in that?
That's a really good question. I mean, for me, like, where footy sits for me is that footy is like, I sort of had this like a bit of a crisis a couple of years ago where I was like, I have nothing in my life that isn't music. And it put so much pressure on that for me.
Yeah.
And then I realized that really like my biggest hobby outside of music is like watching the footy.
Yeah.
You know, going to the footy mm-hmm. and like going to the pub with friends and like that's how like we engage when the season's on and all that kind of stuff. And I think that like there is, even though football is very much like, it's real life, you know, but there is an element of fantasy to it and it does take you out of your own life.
Yes.
Even though you are so tied to the team that you go for or whatever.
Yeah.
And I think that that's what it is for everyone. There is like a, there is an element of fantasy about it.
Alex, I gave you the worst. I threw you the worst question.
He gave me the essay question.
And you
the
answered
sociology
it.
Question.
You answered it so incredibly well.
Yeah.
I thank you so much.
I don't know. I don't know if that's the answer, but that's what it is for me.
You spoke to a huge issue in my life. And I think Brendan's as well, where we had the footy as a hobby and then we monetized it and made a podcast.
Big mistake, fellas.
Big mistake. Big now mistake. We can't enjoy it.
Now we're going to become musicians. I'm going to become a musician. Tom's going to become a comedian.
Now, this is when you guys get really into like cycling or some fucking bullshit like that.
Yeah. I do have started writing to work, actually. Fuck.
There we go. See, the prophecy.
This is the thing. One other thing we talk about on this podcast too much is trying to build the perfect, because it's talking about identity of Australia. My opinion is that the grand final should be the Australian moment. We don't have a day every year where we can say this is Australia Day.
Mm-hmm.
We there needs to be a moment where we can properly say this is the moment. This is Australia.
Yeah.
And I feel like the grand final fucking well could be that if they backed it in. So like we're like Kiss. We know I thought Kiss maybe wasn't the best choice.
Mm.
Who in Australia do you think could play a great grand final as far as Australian musicians? Apart from yourself, who genuinely would be dope?
I'm in. I'm available. I don't. Yeah.
Would you do a grand final if you were asked?
100. As if I wouldn't do a grand final if I was asked.
Because
it's
a critical thing. Like there would be people who would say, "Fuck Alex Leahy," but there'd also be people who'd be like, "Hell yeah!"
Oh, like people would like. There is no doubt that people. There are people out there who would hate it, and you just have to accept that and roll with it. Mm. I mean, that's a really good question. Who do I think would do a really good job? I mean, I feel like Jet's having a bit of a moment like right now. Have they done it before though?
I feel I'm not looking it up. I refuse. But statistically, they have.
Yeah.
But maybe they haven't. In that era, it could have been Rogue Traders. It could have been Potbellies.
Mm.
It could have been LCD. LCD Sound.
Could you imagine?
Yeah. Sneaky Sound System. Well, actually, whenever I think of LCD Sound System, I do think of the lead singer from Sneaky Sound System. Still. They're not the same thing, though.
No.
Who would be your ultimate?
We were talking, last year, I thought like the best thing to do last year would have been to have Troye Sivan.
Oh, my God, that would be amazing.
Wouldn't it just fucking pop
off? Yeah, that would be incredible.
And then, you know, like, and then put King Gizzard on. Just do it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Upset everyone.
Just high octane.
Yeah.
Metal, rock. Be great.
Yourself. But then that year...
Troye would be sick, though.
Yeah. But like, if they just moved away from the idea of it being you have to try and go and get the Killers to do a corporate gig.
Yeah.
Which is essentially what they're doing.
Yeah.
Get Australians and then make it this thing where a rite of passage for being an iconic Australian act is to be the grand final performance.
Mm.
Don't try and compete with the Super Bowl. Try and do something different.
Mm.
What would you do? What would your set be? If it was 10 minutes at grand final, halftime or pre-show, what would be your absolute killers that you think will just dominate?
I mean, look, I'm going to put it out there because like every day's the weekend is the song of football. Like thematically.
Yeah.
You know,
work, you're here every day of the week.
But it's just like I couldn't think, like I'm putting it out there to the AFL. Guys, like use a song. Like, I'll cut you a deal.
Yeah.
You know? Because like it makes sense. It's like every day, Thursday night football, every day's the weekend, you know.
Yeah.
That's it. Let's
would
go.
Would you redo it and put footy in there? Every day's the footy?
I'll do whatever.
That's great. I'm glad we're putting that out there.
I'm not worried about being a sellout.
How do you feel about the Saints this year? They had a really good year last year. They were surprisingly high, maybe higher than...
Yeah, I mean, given they had a great start to the year.
Yes.
Mm.
I'm talking about the men's, by the way.
Yes. I feel... If we do equally as well or better, I'll be happy. I think that like what's happened since the finals is that we've trimmed a lot of fat. I think we had an overly inflated midfield, and now that's kind of been sort of culled a little in a good way. And like I'm excited to see like like Mitch Owens and Filippo and stuff, like actually get a chance to be like massaged and developed like into the lineup.
How good is Filippo as a personality?
I know, right?
Isn't it cool to have good personalities at your
he's
club?
Good. Mm. He's a star, you know? And I think they've like the Saints like traditionally have been very bad at the draft. But I do think that maybe there's one or two picks that like could bolster the defense, which would be good as well. And that's a very like Ross Lyon kind of thing to have that sort of fortress vibe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you feel the game style change when he came back, and did it feel familiar or did it feel different?
I think it felt less familiar than I thought it would. Like the game style previously, it was just so slow, you know.
Right.
But it didn't really feel as slow. But again, maybe he's like by culling that midfield, maybe he's trying to slow it down, you know.
Yeah. He was very – we talked about it a lot last year. He came out and said, I don't like these players.
Yeah.
Or something along those lines. He was like
– he doesn't mince words, man. Yeah. Yeah. No prisoners.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does it mean – here's another essay question.
Let's go.
Please show in three paragraphs with quotes. What does it mean to be a Saints fan?
You know, I think it's a really important experience to have in life to not always go for the winning team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's really important to know what it feels like to lose. And in the Saints case, to lose really badly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like there's, My best friend is a Saints supporter. We met on the first day of year 7 and bonded over the fact that we were Saints supporters. That's and we're nice. Still like best That's mates. Great. And he says, he's like, you know, at least when you're a Saints supporter, when you tell people what footy team you go for, you're only ever met with sympathy. Like there's never the, you know, I go for the Pies and everyone's like, boo, you know, you're just met with sympathy. So I think like, yeah, to be a Saints supporter, it's like, I think that there is like a strength of character that comes with it because of the, you know, the hand we've been dealt for the last however many years it's been since 1966. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I don't want to say it because, like, I don't want to be like, I don't feel this because I really want the Saints to win a flag. But when it does happen, it'll kind of be like, it's like that, like, you know, that narrative is over, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, so what's the narrative then?
And until 2 years ago, it was you and the D's.
Yeah.
And, I've had a moment of truth recently where I've realized that I lost a bit of my identity by being good. And like, I'm not sad that I lost it, to be honest, but like when you win, winning for anything, I think equals ego.
Yeah,
and when
sure.
you have ego, even for a sports team that you have nothing to do with, it can start – ego, I think, breeds competitiveness and wishing bad against other people. But
you've got something to lose. Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Like, and I'm sure – I've been to Saints games. You guys are feral. But, like, there's almost this – it ends and there's maybe a positivity to it. We were once in the Gold Coast Suns cheer squad surrounded by Saints fans, and it was probably one of the more interesting experiences interesting, ever. Yeah. Like, they were fucking brutal.
Man.
But,
weathered. Yeah,
you have a vibe of like zenness, or that you've found because in the pecking order there wasn't the in the food chain you found a way to find joy in the smaller things, maybe.
Yeah, something like that. I read somewhere that apparently like the Saints are the most like quote cursed sports franchise in the world, tied with the New York Knicks.
Yeah.
And I took great pride in that.
Yeah.
Like, that's that, like, funnily, it's like I took a lot of pride in that. But
you've done nothing wrong, though, I don't think, to deserve that, really, as a community.
I mean, the double grand final is like forever etched in my mind. Yeah. It's like a tragedy. Brutal. It's like a Shakespearean tragedy.
That Stephen Mill bounce.
Yeah. It was just the Nick Riewoldt smother.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was Heath Shore, I think, or something.
Yeah, it was.
It's just like, yeah, but I kind of like, I actually take a bit of pride in the fact that we like are still going, like the intention is always there. But it will be like when the day comes that they win a flag, which I'm, you know, 70% sure that will be in my lifetime. Like it'll be an identity shift for all of us. Yeah.
Fuck yeah. That's all I've got to say to Alex.
Great.
I thank you for making... Your album last year is great. Where can people listen to it, I guess?
Oh, you said some. Stage and Spotify.
Yeah.
Wherever you listen to music, it's there, I promise.
Are you going on tour or have you done your touring?
I have done pretty much all the touring for that record. I've got a couple of shows coming up this year in random places. I'm weirdly playing 4 shows in Alaska.
What?
Yeah.
Whoa, cool.
Very strange, but it'll be fun.
Why are you going to Alaska for?
I got asked to go and I was like, I'll go to Alaska.
That's going
to
be the best gig ever.
I know. I'm like, all right.
Don't fly Alaska anymore.
I know. Someone wise told me that.
Yeah. The door will fall off the plane. But also, there was a story. We did a festival in Brisbane once and someone bailed out halfway, like a day before, and then you got booked.
The Happy Fun Day or whatever it was called. Super Fun Day.
I could also, it was in a way where I could watch from the hotel room.
Yeah, that was crazy.
As all the acts came on. And you hopped up in the afternoon and you were replacing like a full band.
I think I was replacing Middle Kids or something.
Yeah, like a band.
Someone really good and everyone was there for that. And then I came on by myself.
And there was like thousands of people. There was a proper music festival. And you walked on and went, hey, I'm Alex. And then just like dominated for an hour. And I knew you a little bit before then, but I just had just immense, you blew me away at how good it was, and I had a huge respect for you after that.
Oh, thank you. That's very kind. I remember that day. I was like, yeah, the day before it was like, can you get to Brisbane? And I was like, I guess so, but it will only be me. And I was petrified. But then it was one of those. You probably have this as well. Like when you're sort of like, really reticent about the show or a bit scared or whatever, and then once it's done, you're like, fuck, that was awesome. I could have gone for another hour. That was sick.
Yeah, it was awesome. I hope the Saints do well for you this year.
Thank you. I hope they do too. I think they'll do all right.
Yeah, you know, as long as you keep, you're moving in the right direction, I think.
Yeah, I think so too.
Thanks, Alex.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Bounce that pill.